Amen. You may be seated. So, when I was in middle school some years ago, one of the things that I experienced at that time and has stuck with me is that middle school was the most cruel place in the world. Now, I'm sure middle school has changed. I'm sure that people are not picked on for their differences or because they don't fit in. But in my day and age, it seemed to happen a lot. Middle school was the first place where I saw an individual walking down the hall, and someone had taped to his back a sign that said, "Kick me," and people were. It was cruel. And the reason it was cruel is because this person, in an age when most people are awkward, was even more so, and thus vulnerable for cruelty to be enacted on him. Now, I know middle school is not the only place where this behavior happens. It happens in all different ways of society and human culture. Those who are different, those who are vulnerable, are often made feel as if they don't belong, as if somehow they're not good enough. And so they're ostracized, or they're made fun of. Middle school and many other places in our world are cruel. So when we are faced with cruelness, what should our behavior as church be? How do we stop this? How do we confront this kind of behavior from children to adults? How do we stand for something else? And I think Jesus, in our gospel lesson, begins to give us a glimpse of how our behaviors are to confront these parts of the world. First of all, we are to be salt. We are to give flavor to life. And what flavor does our saltiness have? But it has the flavor of love, a love that Christ gave to us and that we are called to also take out into all the world. To love the other, to comfort the afflicted, and to embrace those whom the rest of society says doesn't fit in. But we should be warned that this behavior, this acting in love, this being salt for the world, puts a target on our backs, because it's seen as being vulnerable and weak. But not only are we to be salt, but Jesus also calls us to be light. To be light, as John says, a light that no darkness can overcome. And the world loves darkness. The powerful love darkness. Decisions are made in secret, behind closed doors, in hushed whispers, and not out in the open, not out in the light. And so we are called to show light in every dark corner, to drive cruelty out and embrace those who are affected by such cruelty. Jesus invites us, if you read Matthew's gospel, this lesson all the way to the 20th verse, where Jesus says, "Your righteousness should exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, and if it doesn't, you won't be welcomed into the kingdom of God." You should exceed in righteousness the scribes and the Pharisees. And at once this sounds awfully daunting because the scribes and the Pharisees were the religious elite, the leaders. But as the passion of our Lord also shows, they make decisions in the dark and behind closed doors with whispered voices. And so we are to live our faith out in the open, out for the world to see, to be the salt of love and to give light where there is darkness. We are called to do this, but again, we need to be forewarned, for this puts a target on us as being weak and vulnerable. Weak and vulnerable, like a city shining on a hill. Many politicians have used that image that Jesus talks about as being America or some other great institution seen as a beacon for the world to come. But the problem with that city on a hill is that it is completely exposed. It's there for everyone to see. And no wall can surround it to protect it from those who are wanting to come. But instead, a city on the hill, its only choice is to open its doors and to let everyone in. And this is seen as being weak and being vulnerable, but it is also being salt and light. Jesus invites us to lift up those whom the rest of society has left aside, has cast out, as being different, as being weak, as somehow not being valuable. Jesus invites us, like Jesus would, to rip off the sign off the back that says, "Kick me," and to replace it with an arm of friendship and love. All of us have been there at one time or other in our life when we have not been the powerful, but we have been seen as vulnerable and weak and not valued. And that hurts. And we look for light and we look for love and we look for friendship. And the church is to be that place of open doors and being that city on a hill where love, where salt, where light and not darkness can exist for us all. Because Jesus was that light. Because Jesus is that love that fills us and invites us to live our faith out in the open, exposed and vulnerable, but with the power of love and light. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.